play. I thought he was supposedly struggling in coverage. It didn't look like it tonight.
No, I think, you know, he's improved each week with each game. He's done better. He's got a better feel for what he's doing each week. And, you know, he's certainly a good athlete and got his hands on some balls today. So it was good to see him. Now, we haven't seen the tape and see how he did on some of the other plays that weren't obvious. But, you know, I was pleased with, you know, his improvement.
It looked like he had Manning even shaking his head on that one interception. It looked like just a great effort.
It was a great play. Yeah, it was a good play. The strip and cause fumble recovery fumble touchdown was an exceptional play too. That's how you you need to make those kind of plays against Peyton, because rarely is he going to make mistakes. So you have to take advantage of other opportunities, and you know we did so on defense today.
Did you think the defense handled it all?
We're okay. We expected it. We prepared a couple days for it. We had a couple communication things, and you know we have to always remind them that you can't sub, you know, especially in situations where he's up because he caught it, barely caught us. But that was one of those things that I didn't expect to get out of in the preseason.
You played him a lot of times. He seemed like he did a lot of quick snap stuff for it instead of doing all that at the line.
Yeah, he's going to run. Most of it was run. Most of it was run game and play action. And yeah, they've done that stuff before. So, but you know, just to try to keep you off balance a little bit.
But tape on punt returns.
Yeah, pretty good.
Good.
Yeah, he's pretty good at that kind of thing. Yeah. So, I mean, do you want me to describe it to you, or you know, it's good to get him back. What happened is, we got some defensive stops, and we've actually forced our opponent to punt, and we haven't done that much the first 2 weeks, and then of course with the elevation, the ball hung up there, and he got a chance to get under it and set up a return.
Is there a light that just goes on for some of these rookies? At some point, you know, they play in a game, then they get their second game, then they finally do this for a third time.
No, I mean it's just the opportunities present themselves for them to make plays, you know. So again, they got a ways to go. We still got another preseason game, and you know we got a ways to go yet.
Overall, you had to be happy with the first half.
Well, the first half we made plays. Second half we didn't make any plays, and then of course there was some different matchups. They left their starter and offensive line and receivers in against our defense, and we had a couple guys nicked and come out. So we were playing with some guys that really hadn't played very much at all in the first series of the third quarter.
You talked a lot about the mistakes and turnovers and penalties the last few weeks. You feel like you cut down on
them? No, I think it was absolutely ridiculous what we did. We had a ball on the 7-yard line, ended up almost out of field goal range, and two plays that had nothing to do with the play, unsportsmanlike conduct penalties. So great learning experience for the veterans. You know, those two young guys, you just can't do that.
How did you feel about the tackle?
I thought tackling was better. I thought we tackled better. So.
And Saffold, what was the plan going in?
It was 2-3 series, and he felt great, and so we let him play. He felt good. He was playing well, and you know he's played two plays prior to this game at right tackle. So we needed to get him out there, and he feels good, didn't have any issues.
Would you have? Since you would have been down, I guess, basically to your third-string right tackle, say Saffold could have only gone a series or two, but you've taken Bradford out there?
Yes. That was the intention. We tied Sam to Roger today.
And how about the Barksdale situation? What happened with him?
He just had he came in with an infection yesterday morning, and we took him over, saw the doc, and the doc felt it was best that he didn't travel. And so he just kind of addressed the infection with antibiotics. So he should be able to practice and play this week.
Did he do it Thursday, or did he go a full practice Thursday? Did
he go Barksdale? He practiced, yeah. He practiced.
Was Ryan Lee okay?
It doesn't look good for Ryan right now, but we'll do tests tomorrow. We're suspecting ACL. Then we have to check out everybody else. So.